Distorted View Daily proudly presents outtakes from the Richard Simmons Show.
Fuck. There's no fucking music now.
Hey, how you doing, eh? My name is Louis Grigio. Fuck.
That's great. That was great. Why don't you go jump over here?
Jerry, get it up together in the other booth.
You know, Richard,
everyone's
saying...
No, he's up for an Emmy, honey. It's a one-take fucker.
No, and now you tell me not to.
I'm telling you right now, you do this right. And just smile in front of the goddamn camera. That's your best.
Is anybody on the teleprompter?
Right! Fuck.
Freaks, it's Friday, February 13th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, cattle prodding your little princess, plus fucking fat kids, and decapitating for Christ. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, ending the fucking week with a whimper. I apologize for posting the show late, but again, it's not my fault. I swear it. Wednesday night, there was a huge, windstorm, and a bunch of roads and shit are closed here, and the power was out for a while, and the internet was out, and then last night, the internet was out again when I was trying to record the show, and I know you guys don't believe me, so I recorded a part of my phone conversation with the Time Warner representative.
The first available for the service call to get somebody out there. It looks like becoming an area problem, which is probably going to trigger an outage soon. Okay. Hasn't triggered yet. The first available will be Friday the 20th.
Yeah, basically they have to set up a time for a technician to come to your house, and if enough people in an area set up appointments, then they realize, then it must be like an area-wide problem. So that's pretty much what happened. The internet is now working. I can record my show, so I apologize for it being posted late, but what the hell can you do? Matthew sent me a link to something he found on Boing Boing. Did you know Amazon was selling rape simulation games? It's true. Now, Amazon, of course, is pleading that they had no idea this was a rape simulator, and they've since pulled it. However, with a name like Rapelay, what do you think you're going to get? You know what I mean? Yes, it's a DVD-ROM, Japanese anime game called Rapelay. And in it, I'm reading from the description here, you play the part of a public nuisance that gets away from captivity. I love how they refer to rapists as public nuisances. He's like a bee that won't leave you alone during your picnic. Chew! Get away! Nuisance. Well, apparently you immediately start scouting for new targets. This time around, you find a family of a single mother and her two daughters. You quickly begin your hunt and capture each woman one by one. The gameplay involves an amusing training disposition system with which to break each respective target to your liking. Yes, you beat their pussy into submission. Now, some politician over there in the UK is making a big stink over this and wants an investigation. He says that it's intolerable that anyone would purchase a game that simulates the criminal offense of rape. But how many games out there feature, you blowing people's heads off and shit? What he's saying is rape is worse than murder. At least sometimes rape tickles a little, if he hits your magic spot, that is. So there you go. Like I mentioned, Amazon pulled the product from its website, although we have a link to a Google cache of it. So if you want to check it out, I'll put a link on the show notes today. That's Rapelay for you. Now, a lot of you guys love Peter and Ray. They're the two old guys who, I don't know how they found each other, but they somehow got an apartment together and they hate each other's guts and they're just miserable old men screaming at each other. But anyways, there is a female equivalent thanks to Cheryl Murkowski. Take a listen to these two broads.
Liz Rachmaninoff, Chopin Tchaikovsky, Grieve. I know all about it. I know how to play it. Internet.
Yeah, she's talking about classical music, if you can't quite understand her.
I know all about it. I know how to play it internationally. Play piano internationally. Compose symphonies. God! This garbage that I don't want. Why would I have to be a victim of all this garbage, the crap that you like? You know nothing about classical music opera. Nothing.
I think they're fighting about their different tastes in music.
Why would I have to be a victim of all this garbage, the crap that you like? You know nothing about classical music opera. Nothing. Nothing. You can't sing an opera. You know nothing.
I know. I don't sing opera.
You know nothing. Nothing.
Well, that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it.
You know nothing. I sing everything perfectly, note by note. You know nothing.
You know nothing is their version of Shut Up, Little Man.
Oh, God, on a wheel.
In Las Vegas.
I've never heard that expression before. Oh, God, on a wheel.
Oh, God, on a wheel.
In Las Vegas.
Oh, shut up.
I saw a Milton Berle show.
Oh,
I enjoyed it very
Milton
much.
Berle.
And I must say, enjoyed Martha Ray. She appeared on the same program with Lena Horne.
The woman you just hear in the background. Oh, God. Ah.
And I saw that. And, of course, in the nightclub, Martha has a dirty show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For comedy, you know.
Honey, I want to live in the world that I'm used to, coming home and putting on my opera, my concerto, live in this shithole downtown, where all my money is gone. Gone! This garbage hole. Gone. Oh, God. This garbage hole.
Well, everybody either has to
get
money or marry it or make it yourself.
Oh,
now there's only three ways.
Well, did you ever have it?
I had a little bit, yes.
Please.
She's had enough of you.
But I'm not basically unhappy.
Basically sit in this shithole.
Well, all right.
All right, it's a shithole. I understand. I agree with you.
I've had to adjust.
Oh, shut up. Shut up!
There you go, two old ladies fighting again. I have no idea who these people are or anything. Cheryl Murkowski just sent me that video, so thank you very much, Cheryl Trig Murkowski. Didn't realize that was your middle name. Moving on, have you guys heard about the Joy Dick? It's a joystick for masturbators, basically. This device turns your penis into a joystick. You press your penis up to move down, left to move left, and right to move right. And also, you can jack off to fire. And for you DIY type of listeners, you can make your own. There's instructions on how to create the Joy Dick. According to the website, it's a wearable haptic device for controlling video gameplay based on real-time male masturbation. Through the use of a carefully designed strap-on interface, the user's penis is converted into a joystick capable of moving the character on screen in all four directions. For games requiring the fire button, a separate ring can be worn, which converts hand strokes into button presses. Finally, I can play peekaboo poker the way it was meant to be played. Ding! Peekaboo poker was an unauthorized Nintendo Entertainment System video game from the 80s. Oh, I actually have some audio here of a guy using the Joy Dick. You can count his strokes by the sound of the gun firing. Yeah, the website address if you want to build your own Joy Dick is... hold on, let me go back here.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You've been selected to receive a free Nintendo Wii.
Oh, right. I fucking hate those ads. So annoying. Although occasionally when you surf on over to distortedview.com, you'll hear a similar one.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive...
AIDS!
All you have to do is...
Pump that cock! In and out! Just stick it in! The hole and fuck it!
And then easy register on the next page. So what are you waiting for? Claim your free...
AIDS!
Now. And once again, congratulations.
Pervert. Thank you very much, Corey, for sending that to me. He emailed me. He was so pissed off. I'm sick of those ads! Yeah, they are kind of annoying. All right, and finally, before we get into the news, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee for you. Now, we've been doing this bit for so long, I honestly don't know if we've featured this performer or not. I have a shitty memory. But Jack recently emailed me and sent me a song from Thurtles. Let's take a listen to this atrocity.
Baby, since you've gone, and I'm all alone, yeah.
When I call you baby, you hang up the phone.
My heart is so sore, yeah.
He's got a Muppet doing backup.
Alone. She left me because I was drinking alcohol outside the mall. When she came out looking for me at 11, I was just walking home and this girl tried to chat me up. I tried to explain why it wasn't my fault, but she decided to leave the house for good.
It's like the world's longest run-on sentence is included in this song.
Now I'm alone.
Baby, since you've gone, and I'm all alone, yeah.
When I call you baby, you hang up the phone, yeah.
My heart is so sore, yeah.
Now that I'm alone.
Typically, people who speak in monotone-type voices aren't good singers.
I was out the other day.
You broke my heart in the back of a mall when I was drinking alcohol.
When she was away, yeah, I told her mates that she slapped me. What was I to do? I'm so alone without you, honey.
Honey.
Really, I'm not the type of guy give up a woman like you, yeah. I don't wanna be all
alone again. Oh, this is painful.
Again.
Why am I putting you through this? Ass.
Baby, since you've gone, and I'm all alone.
Listen to the whole thing.
When I call you baby, you hang up the phone.
They should just get right to the point and have some guy with a cancer voice box do the backup.
Why won't you call me on the phone?
All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Why not surprise your sweetheart with a Sideshow membership? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Better yet, are you alone? Does no one love you? Treat yourself. Yesterday, while non-paying members didn't get a show, Sideshow members got a brand new episode and a video cast. And then I'm going to also be doing another episode this weekend. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. I am working on the new Sideshow site as we speak. It should be launched relatively quickly here. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Virginia Beach. A father accused of killing his 5-year-old son and wounding his wife inside his home was arraigned this morning in a Virginia Beach court. Joseph Henry Hagerman III said last night in media interviews that he decapitated his son that morning. Why, you ask? Quote, "If I didn't take my son's life, he would have lost his eternal salvation." I know, it's a horrible thing. I like how he ends it with that. Like, I know. I can't believe I decapitated my son. Look, it had to be done. What can I say? I was up against a wall here. My son probably didn't like that decision, but I'm the parent, and that's what I have to do. I have to make the tough decisions. Unfortunately for the child, yes, that meant I had to cut his head off. Cuckoo. I didn't want him to lose his salvation, he added. I wanted him to go fast. I didn't want him to be tortured. So in your mind, sawing off your kid's head was fast and painless. Fantastic. Hagerman, a night security guard for Virginia Beach Public Schools, appeared in juvenile and domestic relations court via closed-circuit TV from jail. He was charged with first-degree murder and felonious assault and ordered held without bond. The public defender's office was appointed to defend Hagerman, who later obtained his own counsel. A bond hearing Thursday was postponed. Now, thank God for the internet. Yes, this guy has a MySpace page. A page on the social networking site MySpace that apparently belongs to Hagerman shows his photo and is labeled as private, but it does show his status. Quote, Jesus freak in the mood for ice cream. Cuckoo. And his quote is, I am not making this up. Schizophrenia can't hold me down. Thank God for Jesus! There's also a link to his wife's profile there. Now, here's my question. Why would you stay married to a man that's schizophrenic? Even a mild case, I'd be out the fucking door. I can't deal with normal people, let alone crazy, insane. And the second thing I want to mention is religion plus schizophrenia is never a good thing. I hear so many stories about, you know, these schizophrenics going crazy. Like, oh my God, Jesus is coming. I gotta fucking rape a cat or something. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but in their mind, it does. And I have to blame religious people because they're the ones that are always going up to the schizophrenics and, you know, preaching to them and telling them all about God and the Bible. And then a week later, you see this guy walking down the street naked with clothespins stuck to his genitalia and no body hair, sticking his dick in a post office mailbox or something because Jesus told him to. Please, Christians, leave the crazies alone. Thank you. Second story we have for you today comes from the UK. A school worker left a foul-mouthed tirade of abuse on the answering machine of a pupil's father, describing his 13-year-old son as a fucking fat kid. The woman was ringing the boy's father to find out why the pupil had not attended classes, however, not realizing the call was still connected to the parent's mobile phone, she launched into a rant, describing 31-year-old Paul Day as a fucking idiot and branding his son Dale a fucking fat kid. Dismayed, Mr. Day had been at the dentist with his son when a staff member from the Dale Young Community Academy in Leeds left the offending message. Single parent Mr. Day says his son has been left distressed by the outburst. Why did you let your son listen to it? That actually kind of seems more cruel than the message itself. You gotta listen to this. She calls you fucking fat. It's hilarious. Yes, he says, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You don't expect to have that on your phone from anyone, especially someone who works in a school. Let me tell you something. If you don't think teachers all congregate in that teacher's lounge and make fun of your children, you're smoking fucking crack. I know some teachers. They do this. And I love hearing about their idiot children they're teaching. It's truly quite stunning. I was gobsmacked, very upset and really angry. I had to listen to it a few times before I believed my ears. Dale has been really upset by it, and he's wondering if this is how the staff talk about him behind his back. Ding, 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 right on the nose. They are meant to be there to protect the pupils, not abuse them. He is distraught now, but doesn't want to have to go to a different school because he has friends here. A fat kid that has friends? That's unheard of. Having to see her around school knowing she has said this is upsetting him. Mr. Day, an ice cream man, said that on hearing the message, he went to the school to complain. They were shocked when they heard it. You can't let people get away with that, he said. If it had been a racist comment on the voicemail, she would have been out on her ear. I don't see any difference calling my son fat. Black people, as much as I would like them to be able to do this, can't change their skin color. Your fat ass son can alter his ever-expanding waistline. I hate when people say that. Making fun of fat people is just as bad as being racist. So stupid. Alan Bolton, a senior manager at the West Yorkshire School, said action had been taken against a staff member who was not a teacher, and an apology was offered. Final story we have for you today comes from Missouri, a gypsum woman. I guess that's how you pronounce the city. A gypsum woman has been convicted of repeatedly using a cattle prod to discipline her 15-year-old daughter. That's how they roll in the Midwest, my friends. If you've got a cattle prod, use it. Yes, the newspaper is reporting that jurors deliberated for nearly 2 hours today before finding 53-year-old Connie Thompson guilty of one count of child abuse. The investigation of Thompson started after police found her daughter while searching for two runaways. The girl had not been reported missing. The teen told authorities her mother used a cattle prod, which is an electric shocking device used to move cattle, to punish her numerous times in 2007. Sentencing has been... You get in the house! Come on, get in there and moo! Moo like a cow for me! I don't know if cattle prods sound like tasers or not. Yeah, sentencing has been scheduled for April 8th. District Judge Jerome Helmer could sentence her to probation, or she could receive a prison sentence of 31 to 136 months. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are doing one last time this week.
Hey, Tim. It's Zach from Buffalo again.
Hi, Zach.
Got a quick joke for you. What's the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and her vagina?
Didn't someone call in with that joke before?
Vagina. Lipstick.
Oh, lipstick. Okay.
Peace.
Sarah Palin jokes. You're a few months too late, I think.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member.
Is she really that relevant anymore?
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member here.
Hi.
I was just wondering if maybe you could possibly make it so that we sideshow members also got those best of episodes.
Oh, you want the best of?
I unsubscribed from normal distorted view, obviously, when I get the sideshow, because, you know, you get everything with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of us haven't heard all those good oldies in front of
Yeah, you don't want to download. I understand where you're coming from with that. I guess I could. I didn't think about it. I thought, you know, I'll just post the new stuff for sideshow members and then best of stuff on the day, you know. But yeah, if you guys want the best of shows too, I guess I could do that. Maybe I'll put a poll up on the sideshow site, and you guys can vote on that.
Jigu, Timothy.
Jigu.
Zach, one of your recent Florida listeners. And honestly, I just called real quick to tell you how much I appreciate all the wonderful news about this horrid fucking state that you bring me. Because honestly, local news, local newspapers don't say anything
That's
about
right.
it. They do not say a single thing unless a black guy molests a little white girl, a Mexican boy.
Oh, I bring you those stories, too.
Boy runs off after beating some horrible elderly person at a Taco Bell. It's always bullshit. It's always horridly religious-based racist bullshit. And I think that's the most really the most fucked up thing about this entire state.
Hmm.
And
I've only been to Florida really once, and that was for some like high school thing, so I really didn't get to take in all of Florida. But
all right, Tim.
You know, just being there for a couple days was enough.
All right, Tim. People need to sign off for the sideshow. This is why. I was trying to like put together how much you would make over the course of the year. And I came up with, like, income from DV, mm-hmm. you're probably getting about, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'd really like to know this. I've been wondering for a while, so did some research, and I think you're making about $32,000. It might be way less, might be way more, but then, okay, with your computer problems, meaning, like, recording gear, breaking, like, pop filters, headphones, you need to repair your mixer at the beginning of the year, remember? Switching from Vista to XP, the 7 times you've done that, I'm going to guess that puts you back to about $30,000. Then your dogs, they're expensive. They're shitting all over the place. So that's about $300 a year. So you're about...
This guy's done a lot of research.
$29,700, actually. So then, I mean, your house and car payments probably about set you back to about $15,000 a year. Then DV expenses... I'd imagine if the website hosting and stuff like that, probably about another $1,000, just because, you know, that I kind of understand that shit. I've got recording gear and stuff like that, and then that shit breaks. So you've got, then you get your food, which you probably.
Right. We don't have to go through the whole thing, but yes, you know, if you're not a member of the sideshow, I'd really appreciate it if you would sign up and support the program, and more importantly, me,
Tim Henson. This call is to inform you that you are a pedophile.
Oh.
That's right. You, Timothy Henson, are a pedophile. I have evidence of this. How is my evidence any good? Well, just a couple of days ago, when you were answering voicemails, you said that you like to play games where you wash small children.
What?
You like to see small children naked, Tim? That's wrong, and the government will find you.
I don't recall saying that I like to wash. Maybe I said I watch. I don't, like, that doesn't sound much better, though, does it? Incriminating.
All right, Tim. I've been calling enough. I need to make a name for myself. This is Motorcycle Chris from California.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Motorcycle listening to the 1,000 episode recap deal. I'm a little behind. And I just had a freak moment. I pulled up into the grocery store parking lot. I had my windows down. I was listening to your 2006 skanking call.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I had my windows down, like I said, and I pulled up next to the disabled parking spot where there's a very large woman who's filling out an application who apparently needs crutches to walk, so I don't know how she's going to work at a grocery store. Anyways, right as I pulled in, this was playing.
Shove your fist in my cunt.
Uh-oh.
My cunt! Hello? Cunt! 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 My cunt!
And then her and her friend just looked at me.
Nice.
And then I rolled up my windows and called you, and they're still next to me, staring at me and talking.
Very good. That is definitely a freak moment. Thank you very much, Motorcycle Chris, for calling in. What do we got here? A couple more.
Hey, Tim. It's Chris from Fort Huachuca, Arizona. And I just got through watching the latest video cast, and I'm trying to figure out who's a bigger fucktard. It's either you...
Wait. Let me guess. Let me guess what you're going to say here. Am I the fucktard because I can't spell distorted view? I just watched that again, and I was like, I think I'm missing an E. I misspelled my own fucking website. All right, let's see if that's what he's going to mention here.
It's either you for misspelling distortedview.com at the end of it, or me for actually going to the, or trying to go to that website to see if it was something different. So,
oh, that's a good
idea. You tell me, man.
All right, yeah, I am a fucktard. And finally today... I was wondering if anyone was going to catch that, by the way.
Hey, Timothy, urine shooter, Marianne, Cheryl Murkowski,
Cheryl Trigg Murkowski,
Lazy Boy Henson. Yeah, this is your new Shy Show freak, your age listener.
Attaboy.
I got a good sex term for you.
Okay.
It is called the shit slurper. Yeah. Same thing as you made up. Anyway, pretty much what you do is you're giving a guy a rim job or a chick, and you stick it in ice, it's crushed up ice, and drink it like a slushy.
Oh, that should be called a shit slurpee. Still A for effort. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in OH-GOD.
The shithole downtown.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. If you haven't voted in the month of February, do so now. Subscribe via iTunes. Please consider signing up for the Sideshow. I will have a bonus weekend episode for paying members. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
I'm retarded.